Hello Mona, I'm Akshay from Orville Radio, and how are things going with you today?
So today was the inauguration of the exhibition in Premanand Hall, and it's like a really very impressive location because it's under this huge dome. It's on a very prominent location in Baroda, an old building from the Gaikwad family.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibition was today inaugurated by Karan Singh. And after that, there was a talk by him at the Sri Aurobindo Nivas. And then there was a lunch with all the people who had come for the talk, which was organized by the Sri Aurobindo Nivas. And so that is what has happened today morning. And yesterday, we had the big inaugural function at the CC Mehta Hall within the MS University campus.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of stuff going on. So
what
is the general vibe of the events as they're happening? Are people excited? Are people relaxed?
It's a very ambitious project. I mean, to do 5-6 days in a place with so many things happening, at the same time. So organizationally, it's been quite a challenge, but we've managed really well. I think we had very good support from the people in Baroda, like Kalpeshwari, who has been one of the main anchors. We had Rakhi's father, who's Dr. Kane. He was the ex-vice chancellor of MS University. So he has helped us a lot. And, of course, the Sri Aurobindo followers, like the, from the Sri Aurobindo Nivas, etc. The Rajmata, yesterday we had the, the Maharani, the Rajmata, we call her, because she's widowed. So she's Rajmata Shubhangini Raje Gaikwad. She had come, and Dr. Karan Singh was there as chairman. And Mohan Chunkath was there as a secretary. And the chancellor... the vice chancellor of the university was there, so we had a big opening session, which was full house, like we had 600 seats, 600, and it was full.
Wow.
It seems like a first time ever. We got a lot of students who had come from Oro University, from Surat especially,
mm-hmm.
for this event with their faculty and their vice chancellor, so that was very nice. And we got a lot of interaction with the students after the event. And today also, I have to say, at 12:30, which is actually now just must be finishing, we have the first performance of Vast, which is the premiere of from the Rhythm team, the ones who did Boo.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing a new production, which they are actually premiering today. It must have just happened. So there are a lot of parallel things happening. We all can't be at every place, but... the team is working really good together. Everybody is doing their own stuff, and we all meet in the evenings and for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are all busy throughout the day. And there are films going on where Tapas is interacting with the students at different locations. So, yeah, it's a packed program.
Wow, it sounds like you're really working with a jam-packed schedule there.
Yeah.
So we actually learned that you are from Gujarat, if I'm correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so how does it feel to have this event going down in your home state? That must be really interesting for you.
Yeah, that was really good, actually. Tapas and me, so when we did the press interview, there was Tapas, press release, there was Tapas, me, Jurgen, and Inga. And that was a great combination because we had at least like 15, 20 reporters who came and, talked to us and what's happening. So we did talk in Gujarati, and I think that made a big difference.
Mm.
And then we had a last-minute idea, which was to take them through a guided meditation. It was a little bit last-minute, and Jurgen was like, no, we can't do this. And, but Inga had one experience before, and I was also like, ATB, I thought it's good. We have to do things. I mean, how do we talk about it? It's very difficult. I mean, you talk, but it's not the same as doing something. So we had at the end of the press interview release with all these press people, we did a guided meditation. I guided them through a very small 1 minute, 1.5 minute meditation in like ATB style.
Okay.
Which was my first time. It was just impromptu, right on the spot. And that worked really well. And I mean, Jurgen was saying you can't do because, this is press. And I said, come on, every Indian knows what meditation is, we can just try it out. And it was amazing. At least 3-4 people came after and said, this is like, So I think we have to also think of new ways of doing things, what we are good at. Because Auroville, I don't think we are the best to represent, through this usual way of, people sitting on a dais and talking, and others. We can bring more than that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To wherever we go, I mean, we can bring a different spirit. We're trying. I mean, so yeah. There was just an idea that came and happened. So yeah, for me, it was really amazing because I can connect in Gujarati with people. You know, immediately when we landed at the airport with all the team, you know, I felt immediately that I can take charge now. And you know what people want to eat, and it's different. It's very nice. I was also moderating yesterday for the event and the release, so I could speak a few words of Gujarati as well.
That's great.
But on the whole, I think people here are very open. Especially Baroda is amazing. I mean, we have so many followers there, and the young people are so hungry for, you know, they're all coming. Like that upcycling workshop, there were supposed to be 50, there are like 70 students who have signed up, and
wow.
They're doing a workshop over 3 days. So each one was asked to bring their own waste, and now they're going to create. And Mark and Oak were saying, like, they went to the fine arts faculty there, and they're saying it's just amazing, this fine arts faculty. I mean, the buildings are not so beautiful where they are, but the work that they're creating and the spirit and the kind of atmosphere that is there is really the... It's one of the best fine arts university in India, so...
That sounds wonderful.
So it's very nice. We're creating a lot of connections. We hope when Reboo comes, it will be the same, you know. So there are a lot of... yesterday, they announced a chair for Sri Aurobindo studies in MS University.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very nice. I mean, that's never happened before. So I think this kind of events, you know, even if they look like small steps, actually they will, you know, turn into larger collaborations. And now the Maharani, this Rajmata, she wants to, with the family, they had dinner yesterday with them, and they want to come to Auroville. So Dr. Karan Singh, you know, they are quite close in their family, so probably we'll get them to Auroville soon. And
yeah, hopefully.
We'll have some more interactions and
yeah.
Possibility of collaborations. So yeah, it's a good event.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for your in-depth view of the event, Mona.
Yeah.
And I hope everything else goes great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.